In the fall, Governor Gary Herbert asked if more vetting could be done, especially for Syrian refugees coming to Utah. DPS Major Brian Redd says they found a way to provide more outreach.
We've had a chance to meet with almost every refugee, I think, coming into the state of Utah now.
They explain Utah's laws and start to build trust so that any refugees know they can go to law enforcement for help.
And providing information where we've been able to go in and help the community, work with local law enforcement.
Like if they see someone being influenced by extremists or gangs. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio. Advocates and law enforcement say some refugees coming to Utah have a vastly different experience with police in their home countries. So Major Brian Redd says he wants to educate, build trust, and provide outreach from the beginning. It also helps with prevention.
Law enforcement is becoming more interested in intervention, you know, rather than having to go in and enforce the law after someone has already gone down that path, you know, to gangs or radicalization.
Major Redd says they've been able to meet with every refugee coming to Utah since the new outreach program began in the fall. They have partnerships with nonprofits, advocacy groups, and federal and local law enforcement. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.